All right, let's do the Walls of Time, boys. Yeah. When I was a bluegrass boy working with the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night like tonight, and in all kinds of weather, we'd finish the show and then meet out in Goodlettsville, where the old bus would be waiting for us. It would be awful cold, and the bus batteries would have froze up. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, you should see the bluegrass boys jump starting. The old Blue Goose. The Blue Goose, it originally belonged to Ernest Tubb, and he drove it back and forth between here and Texas for hundreds of thousands of miles. And then it went on to Lonzo and Oscar, and then it went on to Bill Monroe and the father of bluegrass music and the bluegrass boys. We could jumpstart that bus, I'm here to tell you today, and it would roll on down the highway. We'd roll all night long north up through Kentucky into Indiana, and I remember the morning that the bus earned the nickname that we gave it, the Bluegrass Breakdown. Because it was very faithful to its name, and we were stranded on the highway somewhere in northern Kentucky, and the sun was just peeping over the mountains, and I was standing next to Bill. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tone. Sounded about like that. Yeah. He walked up to me and said, "Pete Rones, you listen good and don't forget it." And he sang this melody, and we put this song together. This is The Walls of Time.